नहि यतोऽन्य शिवा पन्था विशतः संसृता विह वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत् नहि यतोऽन्यः शिवा पन्था विशता संसृता विह वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत् नहि यतोऽन्यः शिवा पन्था विशतः संसृता विह वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत् नहि यतोऽन्य शिव पन्था ता संसृता विया वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत् नहि यतोऽन्य शिव पन्था विशता संसृता विया वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत् नहि यतोऽन्य शिव पन्था विशता संसृता विया वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत् नहि यतोऽन्य शिव पन्था वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवे नहि यतोऽन्य शिव पन्था विशता संसृता विहा वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवे नहि यतोऽन्य शिव पन्था विशता संसृता विहा वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगो यतो भवे. The word for word meaning of this verse is as follows. Na, never. He certainly. Ataha, beyond this. Anya, any other. Shivaha, auspicious. Panthaha, means. Vishataha, wandering. Samsritau, in the material world. Iha, in this life. Vasudeve, unto Lord Vasudeva. Krishna, Bhagavati, the personality of Godhead. Bhakti Yoga, direct devotional service. Yataha, wherein bhavet may result in. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. For those who are wandering in the material universe, there is no more auspicious means of deliverance than what is aimed at in the direct devotional service of Lord Krishna. Purport. As will be clarified in the next verse, devotional service or direct bhakti yoga is the only absolute and auspicious means of deliverance from the grip of material existence. There are many indirect methods for deliverance from the clutches of material existence, but none of them is as easy and auspicious as Bhakti Yoga. The means of Jnana and Yoga and other allied disciplines are not independent in delivering a performer. Such activities help one to reach the stage of Bhakti Yoga after many, many years. In the Bhagavad Gita 12.5, it is said that those who are attached to the impersonal feature of the Absolute are liable to many troubles in the pursuit of their desired goal. And the empiricist philosophers, searching after the Absolute Truth, realize the importance of Vasudeva realization as all in all after many, many births. Bhagavad Gita 7.19. As far as yoga systems are concerned, it is also said in the Bhagavad Gita 6.47 that amongst the mystics who pursue the Absolute Truth, the one who is always engaged in the service of the Lord is the greatest of all. And the last instruction of the Bhagavad Gita 18.66 advises, fully surrendering unto the Lord, leaving aside all other engagements or different processes for self-realization and liberation from material bondage. And the purport of all Vedic literatures is to induce one to accept the transcendental loving service of the Lord by all means. As already explained in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, either direct Bhakti Yoga or the means which ultimately culminate in Bhakti Yoga without any tinge of fruitive activity constitutes the highest form of religion. Everything else is simply a waste of time for the performer. Srila Sridhar Swami and all other acharyas like Jiva Goswami agree that Bhakti Yoga is not only easy, simple, natural and free from trouble, but is the only source of happiness for the human being. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Adati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare नहीं अतोन्य शिव पंथा विशतः संस्थिता विह वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योगो यतो भवेत. फॉर दोज हु आर वॉन्डरिंग इन द मटेरियल यूनिवर्स देयर इज नो मोर ऑस्पिशियस मीन्स ऑफ डिलीवरेंस देन व्हाट इज एम्ड एट इन द डायरेक्ट डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण. So, this current fortnight, 15 days, is the Pitri Paksh. Pitris are the ancestors of a living being. We all, as this verse says, we are wandering in this material universe. Srila Prabhupada few times said that one should not lead an irresponsible life. And in our Indian society, traditionally, it is much emphasized that be responsible. Males especially are told, kuch kamata nahi, koi responsibility nahi. So how does one become responsible? There is some wisdom in it. I'm not saying it is totally hollow. Iski shaadi kara lo, responsible ho jayega. And it may have worked for, maybe working still. I know at least one distant relation, not immediate. But this boy was totally, I mean, the world would say he is not qualified, is lazy. But there was one person in the family, his own mother, she could never understand. She said, I will do anything, but I will keep on feeding him. And practically that's what he would do. Just two times a day come home and would sit. The mother would put the plate in front of him. Never worked a job. Tried two, three jobs somewhere. He was sent to the Middle East. It's too hot. Then he was sent somewhere. It's just too much work. I was very small, maybe 8, 10, 12 years at that time. But I would see everybody talking about, she has made him irresponsible. She has made him irresponsible. Now I can, with some hindsight, say that, yeah. So, why is this connection between marriage and responsibility? The idea was or is that once you get a wife and then you have a family, then you need to work. So, we are discussing this thing called responsibility, right? As a person grows, especially if somebody grows intellectually, evolves spiritually, then you just don't see just your father or your grandfather. Like in our Antyeshti Kriya, when we do the different days, 10th day, 11th day, 13th day. So, the Purohit asks, do you know the name of your grandfather? Which, mostly we say yes. His father's name. With a pinch, it really dredge your memory. Grandfather's grandfather. Say no. grandfather's great-grandfather. Anyone here know the name of your grandfather's great-grandfather? Yes.
One kind of Gopal Bhattan surprised me with four grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, but only such one case I came across.
Okay. So, Runendra Prabhu is volunteering information that at least he knows somebody who does that. What seems to be very difficult or strange, or who cares? That's what today people say mostly. At one point of time, I mean, I've heard this, I don't really know, but if you go to somebody's home and you see their, they didn't have photography at that time, but they had line drawings or paintings, portraits done. There is one especially important record where you could find maybe 17 generations. Any guesses where you could do that?
Gaya.
Well, Gaya stands for the place where you go and do your rituals. Almost all dhams would have that. Like we are going to Puri now, many of us are expecting to be there 7 days, Katha, Kirtan, Brahman. You will find Akhil Bhartiya Dhobi Dharmashala. You may say, why? It's because the Dhobi Samaj made it for their people who would come from India, and there would be some pandas connected with them. And if you go to them and they'll say, hey, wait here, what's your name, which village? And you would say, 1914, this person visited, 1872, this person visited, 1768, somebody visited. Yeah. I am your family panda. In the sense, my generations would be doing this seva for your family. This is not there in the rest of the world, like in America. Before 1776, there was no America. So 1776, 1876, 1976, and this 50, 60 years, that's all. Why are we bringing this point? Bhimsen in the Mahabharata, he makes a point that I will fight these Kauravas, you know, really, this wretched Dushasan, Duryodhan. If I don't fight them, I will not show my face to my ancestors. Now, today we are so cut off, we might feel, what's the big deal of showing your face to your ancestor? I mean, if at all a person is told that this is your seventh previous generation individual, you look at him, he looks at you and you say, what? What? Nothing. So, slowly and slowly, and especially there is one intellectual person during Prabhupada's younger days. Prabhupada appeared in 1896. So this person was seen as a big intellectual in Bengal, 1930s or something. So Prabhupada could be about 30, 34, 35 years of age. Now here is somebody who is considered a big, giant intellectual. And he told people, he was member of some Calcutta society, he was a scientist. So he said, if I throw water from my kitchen to the courtyard, typical house, kitchen, kitchen se ek lota pani liya, and throw it in the courtyard, will it reach my field? Mera jo khet hai, udhar pani jayega ye? People said, no. So how can you give water to your forefathers who are in some other planet? It simply doesn't make sense. Now this is an example of somebody with so-called fertile imagination or bigger brains and has successfully killed the faith in the entire society? You may say, but well, you have Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you prove that whatever you give it reaches them? Now just see, this is 1930s. It is 2023 now, 100 years almost. Don't we use technology like, hey, I am stranded here, no cash, just buy me a ticket. The ticket comes. You want to send somebody money, you go to the Western Union, I have to send money to my friend. Tic-tac-toe, money reached. If humans have this technology, again, I am not saying I am imposing something. Can't we use our brains that in the entire cosmic level, there could be some technology which could do that? Now humans, according to Srimad Bhagavatam at least, our siddhi is a mystic power. Our mystic power is considered the lowest. Above us, there are yakshas, kinnaras, gandharvas, charanas, siddhas, asuras even. So sometimes when somebody's mystic power is seen as very, very wonderful, the Srimad Bhagavata personalities say, is it a Daivi Maya, Rakshasi Maya, Yaksha Maya? But they don't say Manavi Maya. We don't even figure in the qualifying round, what to speak of winning the championship. Yeah, it is like that. So, there is a planet of Pitris. They are all the pious, the planet is very pious, very, very comfortable, very nice surroundings. So, Pitripaksh is utilized by most of the Karmakandi people or those who don't have Srimad Bhagavatam with them, that let us do something, Brahman Bhoj, and I mean, sorry to say, but in today's times, in temples, Brahman Bhoj means clogged arteries and too much of sunflower oil, fried foodstuffs, sugar rush. So many temples are saying, no Brahman Bhojan. Yeah, because you spend 4 annas in food and then sava rupiah in medicine. Is it not? At least I see people of my age, they are saying, sorry, not available for any invitation. Now it is time to eat millets and barley water and fasting intermittently twice a week. Yeah, what to do? Coming to the principle, if we don't understand our ancestors, now actually you might say, I come from a simple family, I don't even know anybody was a great person in my lineage. Responsibility means, now by Prabhupada's mercy, I am getting access to information, wisdom. I should do something. Gratitude. So, don't get caught up in the karma kant, number one. Don't aim for that particular planet which has better living conditions than us here. That we'll see that point will be taken today. But I see Pitripaksh as gratitude. And then help. You may say, how can I help? I just come here, chant 16 rounds or whatever, I do my bhakti here. In case, Prabhupada mentions that, in case some ancestral member is having a bad time, stuck up somewhere, so mere offering of like one ritual which I also do is offer black sesame seeds, kala til, and some darbha grass. Just offer it in a body of water. Say your prayers. tell if anybody needs some help, I am volunteering. Or feed the cows, feed brahmanas, don't to the deities. So many things could be done. And within everybody's budget, what people are afraid of today is the blowing out of proportion of all our Vedic rituals. And no wonder that people say that, you know, like some politician made some comments that Sanatan Dharma has to be not just counteracted, not just controlled, but eradicated. And he gave the example, just like we eradicate Corona, Dengue, Malaria, like that, it should be eradicated. Now, of course, Chanakya Pandit has already advised us, never trust any politician. They might be saying for whatever they might be, but mostly they have one eye is always on votes. Right? So many of you nodded that yes, you also have heard it. What is that Sanatan Dharma which they want to be eradicated? Anybody has an idea? They want to destroy temples. They want to cut off our janeus. They want to take away our shikhas or take our saffron. What is the Sanatan which they want to be taken out or eliminated? Anything? Sorry, rituals, correct. Especially empty rituals which don't make any sense. Or the caste system, the hierarchies, the suppression of women, that you can't do this, you can't do this. A certain class of people, you can't come to the temple. Certain class of people, you can't become qualified. But just as the leaders are ignorant, the masses are also ignorant. In equal respect, basically. Like one of our preachers, especially in the universities and colleges today, a typical youth comes and says, actually, you know something, I don't believe in God. Now you may say, oh, don't do that, please, please believe in God, I am a Hare Krishna, I really beg of you. You know what is a very effective way? At least I learned from this preacher. He asked him, you tell me what is your idea of God, most possibly, I also don't believe in that fellow. It takes some understanding for this. What is that God that you don't believe in? He said, I don't believe in a God who is cruel, who is a monopolizer, who is a sadist, who has happiness in throwing thunderbolts, who is very jealous. He said, of course. If you look at Krishna, Venum Kwanantam Aravinda Dalayataksham, he says in the Gita, I am partial to no one. Name Dveshyosti Na Priyaha. So, most probably what is wrong with society is this total ignorance. And ignorance is the soil in which sins, the seeds of sins, they really flourish. So 29th September, this fortnight began. It will end 14th of October. We still have time. You can just offer your pranams or if possible, whatever small thing you can give in the memory of your ancestors. Like there is, in one discussion, we had this shloka that isn't a devotee free of all rins? I mean, we don't have anybody to say thank you. Correct. There is only one statement, one term mentioned there. Sarvatmana yah sharanam sharanyam. Somebody who has taken shelter of Krishna with sarvatmana, only that person doesn't have any duties or obligations. But we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to perform Shraddha ceremony for his father. Advaita Acharya did this, and the famous episode where he offered the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur. So, these are some points about celebrating Pitrupaksh. This second canto is a bit of a difficult canto. Why I say that? Because in our Marathi translation team, we asked Jayadvait Maharaj some questions, and he said, second canto, don't ask questions. Because the manuscript was not available for typical days of ISKCON press. So he said the language is a bit archaic, bit old, but very, very powerful stuff, second canto. So since we are on 33rd verse, I thought we'll just take a overview from text 1 till 32. What exactly are the salient points for our discussion today? So, first we'll take for discussion the Virat Rupa conception that's there in the initial verses. Then there is text 4 and 5. Really strong, hard-hitting shlokas. And I had a tough time understanding them. I was thinking, I don't live a life like this. So we'll see that. And the last point will be, which I saw from text 1 to text 33. Shukadeva Goswami as a sensitive preacher. Somebody who understands the pulse of the audience. So these are the three things which we'll discuss today. So first is a Virat Roop. Text 1 of chapter 2 begins with Lord Brahma, who had to create again. Shukadeva Goswami is saying, prior to the manifestation of the cosmos, Lord Brahma, he meditated on the Virat Roop. What happened after that? He regained his lost consciousness by appeasing the Lord. Thus he was able to rebuild the creation as it was before. It is described in the Vedas that this creation is a continual process. Do you know what happens continually every day, say in Mumbai city? The BST buses are running every day. The trains are running every day. Like right now, it is 10:20. Do you care whether the Virar local has left on time or not? Nah, who cares? But if you leave the temple and take the Churchgate to Virar local at say 3:30, and if that doesn't come on time, you must say, hey, why late, why late? So, from the railway's point of view, it's like every day's job. Every day they have to see that it is done. Or the local municipal sweepers. Sometimes I see why municipal workers, they just bang and clang and throw everything like that. So, somebody, we were discussing and he said, they don't really love their tools. It's like every day the same thing. You see? But if there are writers or painters, no, you can't throw your brushes away. Or sometimes I see people do that with their keyboard. Yeah. So, the point I'm trying to drive is, it's like creation is like creation of a schedule, maintaining the schedule and sometimes, I've heard this in a train conversation, people were really troubled with, aag lage gaadi ko. So, That time there was no Bhagavatam. But I right now I think, समझो गाड़ी को आग लगी कल तुम क्या करोगे और burn the bridge and blast the railway station or do this, I'm really troubled. Why? Because it is not conforming to my wishes. So there is no, what to speak of happiness. It's like, do you see people whistling on the way to the office? Okay, oh, one more day. 25 more files I have to work with. Now. So creation, bhutva bhutva praliyate. In the Gita, suddenly you get, have you seen time-lapse photography or something? It's very popular nowadays. Remember? Seen it? So it's like one scenery in an African forest and 6-7 months of what's happening, or sometimes say 12-hour day, the sun rises, it goes there. Now, today's digital photography is making us, I hope it's making us philosophical, provided we have the brains. Most of the people just read for fun. So what? Idhar surya ho gaya, idhar ast ho gaya, kya hai? But we are looking at from the Bhagavatam's lens that, hey, 24-hour period concentrated just in 20 seconds. 6 months in 20 seconds. Like the TOVP in Mayapur, they are having this one photograph every day. And later, at least someone told me that, later they will show the whole thing in say 5 minutes. Like nothing and whole thing gone. Up there. Brahma actually sees this whole cosmos from that angle. And we are not going deep into that, but 12 hours, like our 12 hours, we are now midway, 5 hours gone, say 5:30, 4.5 hours gone, the day has begun, 8 or 9 more hours, our evening. For Brahma, when it's evening, there is dissolution, half the universe filled with water. Imagine all these real estate, 2BHK, 3BHK offers and IPL matches and World Cups and wars and battles and elections and everything just gone underwater, finished. As they say in Hindi, namo nishan, no nam, no nishan, nothing. What happens early morning? The night is over. It is said that Brahma, the great Brahma who created this cosmos, is like, how did I do it? Remember, in the office some problem comes and somebody says, I don't know how to begin. I just forgot. Brahma forgets. Why Krishna allows Brahma to forget? He's very qualified. Just to tell you and me that, forgetfulness is the norm here. By default, we will forget. If I ask you yesterday what we are doing at 10:20 in the morning, you may say, wait a minute, I was here. 1 month ago, 8th of September, 2023, what were you doing? You may say, not possible. Okay, 8th of September, 1999, what were you doing? So, impossible. Now this is our memory. Our gadgets are improving somehow, their memory power. But ours is going down. Like the mobiles are becoming smart. Can't say about their users. So what does Brahma do? This is one thing which, like, this is for Shiva, Brahma, sometimes for Indra, we say, hey, hey, how he went into Maya. No, don't laugh at them. They are put into illusion so that we can understand if he is so great and he is put into illusion by Krishna, how great Krishna must be. And we don't see at all any point in the Srimad Bhagavatam that somebody is put into Maya and they ask Krishna, why you did this to me? You know, I was having my followers here and now gone. I lost all my votes. No. When Brahma is asked by Narad Muni that, Father, are you what they call God, Ishvara? He says, no, my son. In fact, let me answer your question by first of all offering my pranams to that Maya Devi, because of whose influence the world thinks of me as God. What humility. The Yamadutas come to Yamaraja's court and they say, first time they are angry. Now they are always servile. By the way, there is a connection between, I'm getting too many thoughts. The connection between Pitris and Yamadutas, there is a mention somewhere that Pitri Loka qualified people, they get recruited as Yamadutas. You may say, who would like to become a Yamadut? The pay is gorgeous, really good pay, and you know what they say in Bombay Hindi, what? Not Vatavriksha wala what? But the very fact that three of us go to some patient, he is in some dingy hospital somewhere, and they say, kya kya isne? They have a whole list. They come before him and that person is gone. First urine gone, stool gone at the same time, and then they are very angry because they are very pious. Most pious Pitri Loka inhabitants, they give their written exam, then there is a group discussion and a personal interview. Not like that. But there is some vetting process, there is some selection process. The best of them, and they are very beautiful. As I said, Pitraloka is a beautiful planet. You may say, but then why these Yamadutas look like that? Guess what? It's duty. Duty ka clothes hai wo. Like if you see firefighters, you may say, why you are looking so clumsy with this long uniform and there is no fashion there. It's just fashion. We are firefighters. We have to have fire retardant clothing. Or surgeons in operation theater. So, Yamadutas, facial features and everything is a makeup, practically. Otherwise, they are very beautiful. So, these Yamadutas, they barge in the office of Yamaraj. This time, practically, it is said that they even forgot to offer proper pranams. And Yamaraj is thinking, thoda mood garam hai. What happened? How many Ishwaras are there in this world? Kati santiha shastaro. They're like, what happened? What happened? We practically lost our lives today. They describe Ajamil saying, this Ajamil is such a sinner. We got all this data and we went to catch him. We almost had him. And guess what? He just shouts, Narayan! You say, is there called somebody? Narayan? Nokare Narayan? Kone Narayan? We came to know it was his son. He's calling his son. We were three and four personalities appeared there. One look at them and we thought, don't argue with them, don't argue with them. And their voice was like, Megha Gambhira Raya Gira. Thundering of clouds. Who are you? Don't touch him. Is a dharmatma. And it's like, this, you, sorry, what did you call him? It's dharmatma. How? He chanted Narayan. So the first confusion was, how is dharmatma? And the second confusion is, he just chanted some syllable and that makes him dharmatma. Now they are very well trained in their academy, Yamadutas Institute of whatever you call it. The syllabus is pakka, they know everything, There is one thing which they don't have there. That is Naam Mahatmya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These are enough to kill all your sins. Patakam pataki nara, not just the sins, the sinning potency, the sinning propensity also can be dealt with this. So that was not told to them. So when they came before Yamaraj and said, aren't you the boss? I mean, we come as your representatives and people tremble in fear. And Yamaraj is like keeping all his sab ledger baju mein karo. Oh my sons, he calls his assistants Yamadutas, not as his employees or something. He says, oh my sons, let's have a Bhagavad class here. Like normally, it happened with one devotee. He went to an accounting firm and he was not knowing anything, but he had put his tilak. So he entered the interview room. There was only the boss there. And the boss showed pictures of Prabhupada and Radha Krishna. So he said, what interview? We just talked Bhagavatam. So he said, sir, everything is all right, but I want the job. Arey, job, baju mein. You tell me what happened when you went to Mayapur and what happened to Vrindavan. So, 45 minutes, 1 hour of pure Krishna katha. Again he said, sir, wo job, arey, ho jayega, don't worry about it. He said, I had given you the job the moment you walked in. Why you worry about this stupid thing like a job? I am more interested in seeing you as a devotee here. So, lucky devotee. You know in this name? Apna idhar vitiya mein tha bachcha ho. Somebody might be knowing. Anybody knows the name of this devotee who was... Okay, I forget the name right now. So, great personalities, when they get a chance to speak about Krishna, they are happy. They don't feel insulted. They don't feel that you didn't ask about my glories or you didn't ask about me. They say, oh, you're talking of Krishna. So, Brahma is his forgetfulness is a impetus for prayers for Krishna. So, I have forgotten. It's my duty now. What helps him? So this is our second point in our discussion of Virat Roop. Generally speaking, those who read Bhagavatam, especially Bhagavad Gita also, you find that the Virat Roop is imagination. The Virat Roop is temporary. I got two more points. The Virat Roop is a favor to the asuras. Now here asura basically means sense gratification, those engage in sense gratification. I humbly feel I am also part of that. How it's a favor? Prabhupada says that you can see matter, you can see matter, you can see mountains, you can see forests, you can see rivers, you can see, like we are all city people, we may not be seeing forests and but at least our screensavers are nice, right? I have yet to see somebody whose screensavers are pipes, PVC pipes, or LEDs, or PCB boards. No, we may be dealing with them in our offices, but our high resolution wallpapers are all waterfalls and cricket sounds. Not IPL cricket, the insect cricket. And why? Because it is Vrindavan that we are hankering for. It is the original forest which we are hankering for. These are the creations of Krishna. Like, I am very dull in deity worship. I should make an honest confession. But one day I was in this park and I saw that there are few colorful flowers. So I made a kind of a reckoning that I'll be using the color combination which Krishna has made. And I saw it works. For example, why black and yellow? The taxis look very nice. Is there a rule like that? The taxis have to be yellow? No. They can be purple, they can be pink or whatever. But yellow on black or black and yellow, there are some flowers like that. Or pink and blue, pink background and blue turban. You know much better than this. No, but I stumble across what you people do naturally. That so these are some things that what Krishna does, it's perfect. The color combinations and the background, everything. So we see these things, or we can see these things. But Krishna consciousness means don't just see the forest. The Vedas teach us, see them like the hair on the body or the head of a person. So next time you see a forest, and I do hope you see one before they are cut down, or at least mountains. What do the mountains signify in the Virat Roop? Anybody knows? Bones of the Lord. Now you may say bones. No. We also have bones. Our body needs bones. So mountain peaks are compared to the bones. Okay, one more thing. What about the flowing rivers? What are they? How are they connected with the Virat Roop? The veins on the body of the Lord. The Virat Roop. And our veins. And I confirmed with Dr. Nemane, our esteemed Ayurvedic doctor. I said, Prabhupada writes here, but he doesn't quote the verse. Do you really feel that blood circulation is improved if you take bath in a flowing river? He said, 100%. There is a verse for that. So just see the scenario. You are immersed in a river. Actually, I remember I did this. We were in Srirangam. And there is this Kaveri and Kaleron is the name of the river there. It's a very small river it has become now. But it was flowing river, and I remember sitting there and meditating on this, that this is one artery of the Virat Roop. And I don't know how much my blood circulation improved, but at least my brain circulation improved. That we also use the Virat Roop for devotional purposes. Now this is not connected with the Virat Roop definition in the Vedas. Bombs were showering on Kolkata. And Prabhupada was told that, please vacate. The Japanese captured Rangoon. And the next 2-3 days they would be bombing Kolkata. And Prabhupada would make a sound. Satguru Maharaj writes that in the Leelamrit. Cheeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee Prabhupada started making puris. Why? He had a talab to eat puris at that time. He said, no, Krishna is coming as death. I need to welcome him. Now, sounds strange. You may say, hey, there is death all around you and you are cooking puris. But Prabhupada's devotion is, if he wants, he can preserve me, or if he wants, he can kill me. But since he has come, I need to offer him something. Just see. So, Prabhupada clarifies here that especially we students of Bhagavatam do not minimize the Virat Roop as something, it's imaginary and we don't need it. This forgetfulness of the living being beginning from Brahma is a tendency which can be counteracted by meditation on the Virat Roop. So the Virat Roop is a tool, as an aid for curing our forgetfulness. We move on to the next point, that is this verses 4 and 5. Now again, as a member of the ashram, I need to be honest. But first I will read the verses. This is the English translation. When there are ample earthly flats to lie on, flats means not made flats, flat earth. What is the necessity of cots and beds? When one can use his own arm, what is the necessity of a pillow? When one can use the palm of his hands, what is the necessity of varieties of utensils? When there is ample covering or the skins of trees, what is the necessity of clothing? I remember the first time I read this was, interesting. Now the second, the fifth one is even more hard-hitting. Are there no torn clothes lying on the common road? Shukdev Goswami is telling all of us, but we'll see to whom it actually applies. Raste pe chindi nahi hai kya? That's what he's asking. Do the trees which exist for maintaining others no longer give alms in charity? Do the rivers being dried up no longer supply water to the thirsty? Are the caves of the mountains now closed? Or above all, does the Almighty Lord not protect the fully surrendered souls? Why then do the learned sages go to flatter those who are intoxicated by hard-earned wealth? So, you may say, Maharaj, you were discussing Virat Roop and Brahma's forgetfulness and how we should remember Krishna. Suddenly, why take on my case? You know, why catch me by my collar and say that, hey, why are you doing like this? Number one, why should one build a house when you can lie on the ground? How many volunteers for this? I need at least some protective chappar upar, thoda to roof chahiye. Okay. When you can use arms, anybody does that? No pillows, use only arms. Okay, there are few who do that. When you can use the palms of your hand, why do you need spoons and forks and bowls and cups? In Vrindavan or in North India, this type of sadhu vritti is called kara patri. Patra means a utensil. Kara means your hands. So wherever they go, they will say, Maharaj, bhojan payenge, sadhu bhojan, they say yes. So whatever comes in these two palmfuls is what they will eat. Nothing more. Again, this shows a level of evolution in practicing transcendentalism of a very high nature. Correct? When there is ample covering or skins of trees, why do you need clothing? This certainly talks of those years or that age when these things were available. Are there no torn clothes? Especially in western cities, no sir, no torn clothes. Do the trees no longer give fruits in charity? Our Bhagwan Prabhu, he said, I travelled from Himachal, that is Himalayas, to Kanyakumari. And I am convinced there is not a single tree standing in all of the Indian subcontinent which says that if anybody wants fruits, you can take. Not a single tree. In fact, I have a friend, or I knew somebody in the forest department. I said, all the India government's forest land, why you plant those babul trees? Have you seen? No shade, no fruit, no leaves, no firewood, nothing. He said, that is the only way we can protect that land. So Kali Yuga is so faulty that unless you make something thoroughly worthless, that's the only way nobody will steal it. A friend in New York says, sometimes there is a whole cupboard, desk, or a computer table just lying on the footpath. I was saying, wow, that means
Don't you just move around New York and get whatever furniture you want? He said, the only reason why it is kept outside it is that bed bugs. And you have to go there to understand what this bed bug problem is like. Like in Europe, yesterday's news, they are giving schools holidays because of bed bug problem. So that furniture may cost $100, but pest control could be $3,000. So that's why it is all discarded. So if Shukdev Goswami catches my collar, I hope he doesn't do that, but he says, the rivers no longer supply water? I said, no. And if it does supply, it is like the Bandra Khadi. Who's wanting to drink that? For Mumbai people, Bandra Canal is the only time you get up if you are sleeping in the train. So, are the caves in the mountains now closed? Cave? No, I just knew Canary Caves. But they are no longer caves. Elephanta Caves, they are also no longer caves. I think the last line is the heart of it. Kasmad bhajanti kavayo dhana durmadandan. Why should sadhus flatter materialistic people? That's the heart of it. Depend on Krishna. So, I'm connecting one or two more points with this. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur used to tell the story of Balam Chawal, Balam Rice. That one Jamindar, he used to make people work like anything. So his workers would all be exhausted at the end of the day. But the rice he would provide was top class. So the workers would say, hey, back-breaking work. Oh, yesterday he made me do 8 hours of straight farm work. Somebody would say stable work. Somebody said goshala work. Somebody said cleaning work. Kal chhodte hain isko. Enough. Tomorrow I am putting my papers. Of course, those days they would not put the paper. They would just chew. But after they ate the rice, they would say, chawal bada achha hai. And that he gives plentiful. Jitna madhi chawal khao. So, in Bengal, when Kadam Kanan Maharaj once was giving a class, he said, he had stopped rice for the brahmacharis in Krishna Balaram temple for some time. They didn't get a proper rice. So, whole delegation came. Maharaj, ami Bengali, amake bhat lagbe. Baki kuch nahi hoga chalega, bhat. Rice has to be there. Baat to chahiye. Now, how Prabhupada connected this with his ISKCON society? Prabhupada would make those gulab jamuns. Now, we may see these KC Das, Rasgulla, or gulab jam at Tiwari's or whatever small size. Prabhupada would make the size of soft ball, like slightly lesser than a tennis ball. Big size. And on the way out of the center, there would be a glass jar container with something like a spear, which you can take one. And floating in sugar syrup would be these nicely, lovingly fried brown gold gulab jamuns. So, people would complain, he's making a stand, the lectures are too long, kuch samajh mein nahi aa raha, I can't understand anything. And they would take the seat. You're coming next Wednesday? Ah, of course, I'm coming. So, this second canto, second chapter, these verses are, I mean, I really honestly say before Prabhupada and the deities that I am not capable of understanding. I'm feeling low. I should be having this kind of a goal. Simply not possible. So, Prabhupada used jets, Prabhupada used dictaphones, Prabhupada used everything. So, not to take these commands or these instructions in a artificial way, because the purports for text 4 and 5, second canto, second chapter, there is nothing like you should do this. Like if there is a holy name verse, Prabhupada said, chant. This verse says chant, therefore you should do it. Here, you must have noticed, it doesn't say that you and me personally have to do it. But I feel the last line, that do not flatter materialistic people. There is Krishna, and Prabhupada in the fifth purport talks of Haridas Thakur, that story where he was in a cave, and there was a snake, and people used to come to offer him pranams, and they would say, Bapre, there is a cobra here. So people started not coming. And Haridas Thakur said, oh, okay. I will go to some other place where we can meet and have Krishna Katha. The python heard this, that because of me, this sadhu is leaving. He left. That is the nature of sadhu sangha, that even someone like a python, his heart, we don't know where his heart actually is, but and what kind of heart a python has, but that change, at least that's our history. So, last point, last 5 minutes of our discussion. This is the second canto. First canto has 19 chapters. And if you see, it has a history of Pandavas, Kurukshetra war has ended, the Brahmastra by Ashwatthama, how Krishna saves Maharaj Parikshit, the character of Maharaj Parikshit. Suddenly, why Shukdev Goswami has to talk of the Virat Roop? And then from verse 14 onwards, he talks of the super soul inside the heart. There is a connection. Krishna is bigger than the biggest. Mahato Mahiyan. So big, you can't see him properly. Anor Aniyan. He's so small, you can't see him properly. And in a very balanced way, both of them are presented. Between these two firm ideas about understanding Krishna, there is Ashtanga Yoga also. What we see yoga nowadays has nothing to do with the real yoga process which Krishna has given. There is a reason. Again, in a purport, Prabhupada says, Shukdev Goswami never met Maharaj Parikshit even once when he was Maharaj. There's a big significance here. Why is he meeting him now? Because he has given up his crown, given up his robes. He is sitting there like Martyanam Kimutashisha. I am a Martya, I am about to die. Please help me. Otherwise, Shukdev Goswami had nothing to do with, it's like if you go there, you know, bada dakshina milega or bada bhojan milega. Shukdev Goswami is not even eating cooked food. He's not even wearing anything. How can you entice someone like that? For a Bhagavad Katha. Now today, for many people, Bhagavad Katha is a business. Itna milenge, itna dakshina, itna logon ka, itna orchestra, itna ye sab. So Prabhupada condemned that. He is not having that kind of a Bhagavad Sapta there. Because Parikshit Maharaj has surrendered, therefore Shukdev Goswami is eager to speak. But as he glances in his assembly is about, some say 60,000, 80,000, basically thousands and thousands and thousands. And right from minute one, if he starts saying Damodar Leela, this Leela, that Leela, many would have gotten up and say, hey, kya, he's just telling us some stories. In fact, you and me, before coming in touch with Prabhupada's books, also thought that, why Krishna is a thief? Why he chori kyun karta hai? Ye gopiyon ke vastra kyun chori karta hai? There are devotees who felt that Ram is sidha sadha hai. Pitaji is saying, you don't go. But he's saying, nahi, nahi. It is your vachan, so I should do that. Ek patni vrat, ideal king, ideal brother, ideal warrior, ideal administrator, everything ideal, ideal, ideal. So you feel Ram is nice. Krishna? Well, he is someone special because he lifted Govardhan Hill and he spoke the Bhagavad Gita. There are people who feel that the guy who does the nonsense in Vrindavan and the Gita speaker are two different people. Somebody who is such a mischievous person, he cannot have so much of knowledge, for sure. So this is one danger in reading Mahabharata alone or seeing Mahabharata alone. Standalone Mahabharata without the Bhagavatam's foundation. I'll give just one simple thing. Akshay Patra episode. Draupadi had been given Akshay Patra. If she eats and cleans it up, nothing for the day. That is the time, noon time, that Duryodhan sends Durvasa Muni with 60,000 disciples. The idea was not to benedict the Pandavas. The idea was to test them, find them committing a mistake and curse them. So Yudhishthira Maharaj tells Draupadi that these sages are coming and you should cook. I mean, tell the Patra to bring forth food. She says, oh, I just took my prasad and I cleaned it. So they were thinking what to do, how to deal with this situation. And Krishna comes and says, I'm hungry. Imagine Draupadi, she loves Krishna so much. She said, I'm so sorry, I can't give anything. She said, just have a look, there could be something. Now, which woman would like to be told that you cleaned it up, but there is some grain of rice or some palak chipkaya udar? You don't like, you like to keep your kitchen spick and span. So Krishna says, Draupadi, don't argue with me, just give something. So she goes and indeed, she says, how? I overlooked it? And Krishna says, hand me over. It takes one bite, not bite even, it's like a speck, this much, like a mustard seed kind of size. Let the soul of the universe be satisfied. Read this in the Mahabharata. And you will feel, hey, who is this person? Just comes in, na aga na picha, sar pair ni, why is he even involved in this pastime? And he is saying, let the soul of the entire universe be satisfied. And what happens here in the second scene? All these sages, they see, boom. Their bellies distend, they feel like they have eaten which five people cannot eat. And they see Bhima coming. Hey, you lot, aja, prasad hai. They say, if he finds us that we are not eating. So Bhima, before he comes on the scene, they've all, all four directions, they've all gone. And he's asking some Rishi Muni, saying that, what happened? He says, God knows, they came for a bath and suddenly they were sprinting like anything. What happens to Krishna? Gone. So the average reader of the Mahabharata, he reads the story in a pakka Krishna unconscious way. I'm so sorry to say that. Because there is no explanation. So read the Bhagavatam. There you will understand what Vishwatma means. What Sarvatma means. So, that Krishna who is like, if Mahabharata is like a huge stage, and so many things are happening, palace conspiracies and love affairs and demons being killed and astras, shastras, Krishna comes and Krishna goes, Krishna comes, Krishna goes, Krishna comes, Krishna goes. And the Gita starts, bang! Suddenly Krishna again, I am this, I am the light of the sun, I am that of the moon, surrender unto me. And immediately those without any foundation, no capital of pious creeds, why should he say like that? Kuch to sharam hona chahiye, thoda humility hona chahiye. You can't be talking like yourself, I am this, I am this, I am this. One of the greatest politicians of India, he said, if Krishna the mischief maker and Krishna the Gita the same, I am ashamed to be calling myself a Hindu. Why? Why this faithlessness? Because of not having Guru Kripa, like how Prabhupada gives in his purports. So, yes. So what we did today is we looked at 3 points. The Virat Roop conception, which helps us digest our forgetfulness. Connection to Krishna is established through the Virat Roop, although it is imaginary. We explained these verses 4 and 5, which talks of total dependence on Krishna. And then we saw the sensitivity in preaching which Shukdev Goswami used. Seeing the audience filled with jnanis, karmakandis, mayavadis, impersonalists, maybe not mayavadis, but at least impersonalists. Gradually he began the process, which is good for you and me also. First canto, second canto, up to ninth, Prabhupada guarantees, read nine cantos, you will be fully self-realized. And that certification of self-realizing or realization will qualify us to relish the tenth canto leelas. Rantarashman Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki, Tai Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I would request everyone to be seated for some time. I may take total 5 minutes to convey something very important for the entire congregation. The management of Sri Sri Radha, I will also translate this into Hindi. Jo main bolne ja raha hoon, jo sabse sambandhit hai, isko main sankshipt mein Hindi mein bhi aapko dohraunga. The management of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple Chowpatty has always strived hard to create an atmosphere where all our congregation members feel protected and cared for, thus helping each person grow in their spiritual life as visualized and expected by His Divine Grace, our Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The temple management has endeavored to extend themselves especially for the care of our Varishtha Vaishnav, Matajis and our dear children. There are various committees and devotees care initiative designed to make this section of our congregation very comfortable and secure in our temple premises. We received few complaints from Mataji of our congregation regarding certain incidents that were tantamount to sexual harassment. A committee was formed consisting lawyer, clinical psychologist and an NGO person. The management of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple follows a zero tolerance policy towards any type of abuse of our women and children. And based on the recommendation of the Temple Posh Committee, strict action has already been taken against those who were found guilty. We wish to educate our entire congregation of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple residing in Mumbai. Various workshops on interpersonal care versus abuse for all those devotees who are part of counselor system, of counselor and counselor system, mentor or mentees of Sri Radha Gopinath Temple Chowpatty have been organized. Attendance for these workshops on interpersonal care and abuse is compulsory for all registered counselees. Anyone who is above 18, for them it is compulsory. Not attending any of these workshops then may affect their 2024 Kartik Yatra registration. These workshops will be conducted on Sundays or holidays between 10 to 12:30 generally, a convenient time, will be followed by lunch prasad. It will be offered free of cost. We can accommodate approximately 120 maximum per workshop, but the registration for All these workshops would be compulsory, which is very, very simple. Workshop will be conducted both in Hindi and English and guaranteed that it would be understood by the attendees. We will inform each zone well in advance about these dates. Two workshops have already been conducted at Gopal's Garden High School in Borivali. Now, on 15th of this month, a workshop will be conducted here at Bhaktivedanta Hall from 1 to 4:30 at Radha Gopinath Temple. On 22nd of October, a workshop will be conducted at Kalyan. As I said, at different zone, at least 4 to 5 workshops will be conducted. We want to cover as fast as possible all the registered counselees of Radha Gopinath Temple. Presently, it is decided, various suggestions has come that why don't we conduct this seminar online. It is decided the effectiveness of this program would be 100% achieved only when it is physically done. Number one. Number two, a suggestion also came that whether it is essential for elderly people also to attend. Yes. Anyone who is, because it does not only cover sexual harassment, it has also some area of concern to be addressed, which are domestic violence or domestic by nature. So therefore, it is decided that we will have physical and also it is for everybody else. I'll give you synopsis now. Thoda sa Hindi mein isko banane ka prayas karunga. Radha Gopinath Mandir ने हमेशा ये प्रयास किया है कि हम एक ऐसा वातावरण प्रदान करें जिससे कि हमारे कांग्रेगेशन के सारे सदस्य अपने आप को सुरक्षित महसूस करें और अपनी देखभाल देख सकें और साथ साथ में वो अपनी आध्यात्मिक प्रगति कर सकें जैसा कि श्रील प्रभुपाद जी ने ऐसा वातावरण जो कि हमारे संस्थापक आचार्य हैं इस्कॉन के उन्होंने ऐसा वातावरण देने का प्रयास किया. टेंपल मैनेजमेंट का भी यही प्रयास है कि किस तरह से हम अपने सारे वरिष्ठ वैष्णवों को माताजी को और बच्चों को एक सुरक्षित स्थान प्रदान कर सकें हमारे टेंपल प्रमाइसेस और हमारे सेंटर्स में. हमें कुछ ऐसी शिकायतें मिली जो कि जिनको बोला जाता है सेक्सुअल हैरेसमेंट बाय नेचर, उनको एड्रेस करने के लिए एक समिति का निर्माण किया गया जिस समिति के अंदर लॉयर, क्लिनिकल साइकोलॉजिस्ट और आल्सो एनजीओ के सदस्यों का के द्वारा उन्होंने अपनी फाइंडिंग बताई और उस जिस जो कंप्लेंट आई थी उनके ऊपर विचार विमर्श किया. पूरा जो कि लीगल प्रोसेस है उसको ध्यान में रखते हुए जिन व्यक्तियों ने इस तरह का व्यवहार किया था उनके ऊपर स्ट्रिक्ट एक्शन भी लिए गए. राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर के इस बारे में एकदम जीरो टॉलरेंस, मतलब इसमें कोई जीरो टॉलरेंस को कौन बताएगा, इसमें किसी तरह की कोई छूट किसी व्यक्ति को नहीं दी जाएगी अगर इस तरह की कोई कंप्लेंट किसी माताजी के द्वारा अगर इस तरह से की जाती है. पूरी जानकारी देने के लिए और पूरे कांग्रेगेशन को इस बारे में अवगत कराने के लिए एक जगह जगह पर सारे जोन्स में अब वर्कशॉप ऑर्गेनाइज की गई हैं और ये वर्कशॉप जोनल हेड जो भी हर एक जोन के होंगे उनके तत्वाधान में जगह जगह पर 4 से 5 की जाएंगी जिससे कि हमारे कांग्रेगेशन के सारे काउंसलर, सारे काउंसलीज, सारे मेंटर, सारे मेंटीज और लीडर इन प्रोग्राम को अटेंड करके उनकी नॉलेज इस सब्जेक्ट के विषय में बहुत क्लियर हो जाए. इसलिए उनके लिए ये प्रोग्राम अटेंड करना अनिवार्य है. अगर उन्होंने नहीं किया तो उनकी आगे आने वाली कार्तिक यात्रा संशय में आ जाएगी और उसका रजिस्ट्रेशन संभव नहीं होगा. तो ये सुझाव आया था कि क्यों ना ये वर्कशॉप ऑनलाइन कर दी जाए जिससे कि लोगों को कन्वीनियंट रहे. अभी ये निश्चय किया गया है क्योंकि इसकी इफेक्टिवनेस को देख ध्यान में रखते हुए और इस मुद्दे की इम्पोर्टेंस को ध्यान में रखते हुए ये निर्णय लिया गया है कि ये प्रोग्राम सिर्फ फिजिकल ही किए जाएंगे, फिजिकल अटेंडेंस अनिवार्य होगी. दूसरा एक प्रश्न और आया था कि क्या इससे सीनियर सिटीजन को इससे वंचित किया जा सकता है क्या उनको. तो ये प्रोग्राम सिर्फ एक ही मुद्दे को ना लेकर इसको कंबाइंड किया गया है विच इज रिलेटेड टू डोमेस्टिक रिलेटेड मैटर ऑल्सो. इसलिए ये निश्चय किया गया है कि ये सभी लोगों के लिए, जो भी काउंसलर काउंसलीज हैं उन सभी के लिए ये अनिवार्य है. ये 18 साल से उम्र जिनकी ज्यादा है उनके लिए कंपलसरी है. ये प्रोग्राम साधारण तौर पे 99% संडेज को 10 से 12:30 या हॉलीडेज को 10 से 12:30 और कभी कभी अवेलेबिलिटी ऑफ द हॉल एंड द स्पीकर को ध्यान में रखते हुए 1 बजे से 4:30 बजे जैसे कि आगे आने वाले तो रखे जाएंगे. प्रसादम की व्यवस्था टेम्पल के द्वारा और आयोजकों के द्वारा की जाएगी. आपको कोई इसका चार्ज नहीं देना है. 120 तक की अपर लिमिट है. जब ये सूचना आपके जोन के द्वारा आपको आएगी तो आपको तुरंत एक गूगल फॉर्म भरना पड़ेगा. जैसे ही 120 हो जाएंगे तो आप स्टॉप हो जाएगा. फिर उसके बाद में आपके जोन में दूसरी जो होगी उसमें आप वो भर सकते हैं गूगल फॉर्म. ये प्रोग्राम हिंदी और इंग्लिश दोनों भाषा में साइमल्टेनियसली चलेगा, ये ध्यान में रखते हुए कि सभी ऑडियंस को ये बिल्कुल अच्छी तरह से समझ में आ जाए. और इसकी सूचना आपके काउंसलर के द्वारा, जोनल हेड के द्वारा और आपके सेंटर्स के द्वारा समझ में. तो आगे आने वाली जो जो सेमिनार हैं, दो वर्कशॉप हैं, एक है 15 अक्टूबर को राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर में 1 बजे से 4:30 बजे तक. उसका गूगल फॉर्म मेरे को लगता है जैसे ही रिलीज होगा हो सकता है तुरंत ही भर जाए. तो जो इच्छुक हैं वो तुरंत अभी इसको भर सकते हैं. और क्योंकि ये टाइम ऑड है, क्योंकि आपसे ये आशा करते हैं कि आपने भागवतम अटेंड किया, भागवतम अटेंड के बाद प्रसाद खाया, प्रसाद के बाद में आपने ये सेमिनार अटेंड किया तो लंच हो गया है. लेकिन जो लोग प्रोग्राम में नहीं आ रहे हैं और सिर्फ सेमिनार के लिए आना चाहते हैं उन लोगों के लिए स्नैक्स की भी व्यवस्था की गई है. दूसरा वर्कशॉप 22 अप्रैल को सत्यनारायण प्रभु की अध्यक्षता में कल्याण में आयोजित की गई है. तो वहां पर जिन लोगों को सूट करता है, कन्वीनियंट रहता है, उनकी सुविधा के लिए है. इसी तरह से अलग अलग जगह, चाहे वो न्यू बॉम्बे हो, चाहे साइन हो, हम मीरा रोड में हो, तो हर जगह पर इस तरह की डेट्स बताएंगे. तो आप लोगों को जागरूक रहना है और अवगत रहना है कि कब हमारे क्षेत्र में होना नहीं है. धन्यवाद. थैंक यू फॉर अटेंशन. हरे कृष्णा. नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमः.